Say, it's time for...
All Sweet.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, All Sweet. All Sweet is the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. Swift, All Sweet Margarine invites you to meet the meat. Yes, friends, Swift and Company, who bring you All Sweet Margarine and other favorite foods, invite you to meet your favorite radio family, the Mortimer Meats, who live on Elm Street in Civic Center. Well, it's early morning, a bright, sunshiny morning, and inside the little white house with the green shutters, the faces are bright, too, as the family gathers for breakfast.
Oh, boy, food. what a beautiful morning.
Oh, it sure is, Uncle Louie. It's a perfect day for the circus.
Yeah, the ever-loving circus. Yeah. Cotton candy, pink lemonade, cracker jack, ice cream bars. Oh, boy.
Hey, you know something, Louie? If you could ever get your eyes off the things they sell to eat, you might discover that the circus looks good, too.
Oh, first thing you come first with Louie.
Yeah. Meaning, of course, his belt buckle, way out front.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, laugh, all of you. But this is a free country, and if I want to enjoy my circuses by eating my way through them, that's my privilege. Besides, I don't act like a little kid like some people I know did last year.
Oh, Louie has you there, dear.
Well, I just get excited about everything. I love the circus, and I'm interested in everything and everybody connected with it.
I'll say you are, Daddy. I'll never forget the look on the sword swallower's face when you asked him if he ever got hiccups.
Well, that's silly conversation with the bearded lady, whether she slept with her beard inside or outside the cover.
All right, but I was just making a little joke. And besides, that wasn't half as bad as what Louie wanted to do.
Yeah? Well, what did I want to do?
Put your autograph on the tattooed lady.
Oh, don't try to change the subject here. You attracted the attention of everybody there, going into hysterics whenever one of those silly clowns fell down.
Yeah, mumbling. Oh, be careful. Be careful, be careful, be careful. Oh, Jordan, the trapeze act.
Well, but those trapeze acts are dangerous. I kept worrying about that girl. I was afraid she'd fall.
Oh, you needn't have worried. I had my lap all ready to catch her. Pass the hot biscuits, Cece.
Here you are, Uncle Louie. But aren't you afraid you'll spoil your appetite for the peanuts?
I consider that a very unfunny remark.
Oh, now, all of you, let's be gay and happy. The circus is in town, Mortimer has the day off, and we're all going to enjoy
our... Uh-oh, the telephone. It just can't be my boss, Mr. Barker, on the other end.
Oh, Daddy, don't answer it. Don't let anything spoil our day at the circus.
It's no good, dear. Mr. Barker'd find me if I hid in the lion's cage, which is exactly where I wish he was. Oh, I'll answer it. I wish I was a lion tamer, though, and Mr. Barker was a lion. Jump through that hoop, Barker. Roll over. Bend. Now, play dead. I've got a whip and a gun, you know.
Meek, what are you talking about?
You hold nothing, Leo.
Leo? Out of your mind.
No, boss, no. I just got the circus on my mind. Hey, remember, you gave me the day off so I could go?
Stop chattering like a monkey and pay attention.
Yes, sir, pay attention.
I remember very well that I said you could go to the circus. Permission continues to be granted. You can go.
I can? Oh, boss, you don't know how happy that makes me. Why?
Stop crooning into the phone. I said you could go. In fact, you must.
Must go. Oh, I'm so
this
happy.
This is an order.
Yes, sir, Mr. Barker, and what a wonderful order.
I'll bring Virgil over directly.
You bring Virgil over? Virgil?
Virgil Werner the Third, son of our good friend and customer, Virgil Werner the Second.
Haven't anything to say about Virgil Werner the First.
Never mind the boy's grandfather. He's retired. It's the boy's father we have to please. I'm taking him through the plant. You're taking his son to the circus.
But, boy...
Pay attention, Meek. Virgil is a very precocious youth. Very smart.
Very smart.
Matter of fact, he borders on being a genius.
That's one border I'll never cross.
He's only 12, but he's always been treated like an adult. So he doesn't have any childish ideas or childish emotions. Maybe he can help you.
Oh, just the kind of child who enjoys circus.
Virgil wants to go to the circus to watch the audience and make observations on mass psychology. See that he gets his own way in every respect. Make his slightest wish your command.
My command.
This is important. That he has nothing to complain about to his father. If he complains to his father, we could lose the account, and you surely would lose...
I know, Mr. Barker, lose my job.
That's what you think, Meek. very happy, you'll lose your head. I'll personally toss you to the hyenas. Understand?
Yes, I understand, Mr. Barker. Make Virgil happy at the circus, no matter how miserable it makes me.
These wonderful June days are outdoor days for most of us. We're out in the garden, we're out on the golf links, or we're out fishing. Now, an outdoor life is an active life, and activity takes energy, lots of it. And that's where All-Sweet margarine can come in mighty handy. You see, All-Sweet is chock full of good nourishment. For instance, All-Sweet actually doubles the food energy of a slice of bread. That's why it pays to remember All-Sweet when you're making up sandwiches for an outing. Then, all those fresh vegetables you're having nowadays. Use delicate, natural-flavored All-Sweet for extra richness. Say, just try new carrots or green beans with All-Sweet savory goodness melting over them. And tender little green peas. Serve them piping hot in cream and flecked with the golden richness of melted All-Sweet. Yes, ma'am, that's the super delicious way to get real nourishment. Don't forget, for these active outdoor days, All-Sweet adds a lot of good food energy as well as a lot of mighty good eating to your meals. Remember, All-Sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
But, Mortimer, I don't understand.
Dear, I told you what Mr. Barker said. Little Virgil Werner's father's important to Barker and Company, and so I have to take little Virgil to the circus.
Oh.
So he can study mass psychology.
What's the matter with the kid, Morty? Is he Utsnake?
Oh, no, Louis. He has a superior brain. You wouldn't understand.
Well, gee, Daddy, does that mean we can't sit together?
Yeah, I'm afraid it does, Peggy. Oh. Mr. Barker's bringing the boy over here with two tickets.
Well, what'll happen to our fourth ticket?
Don't worry, Aggie. I'll give it away to some worthy person. Or, if there's a big crowd there, I may be able to sell it. Maybe you're the proper.
Louis.
Okay. It was only an idea. Well, let's get going. Morty, how about Bartle and me a couple of bucks?
No, Louis.
Oh, I guess you didn't hear me. I said...
I heard you, and I'm not borrowing you any more money this week. The last $2 I gave you was for your bookie of the month club. A sure thing.
Well, can I help it if the horse didn't run scientific after I had it figured out? Scientific.
All right. I'd rather give you the $2 and listen to your explanation here.
Oh, thank you, Morty. Oh, you're a sweetheart. I'll sure remember you the next time I put over a big deal.
I wish you'd forget me and forget your deals and live on your own allowance. We'll have a wonderful time at the circus, you three.
Oh, thank you, dear. And you have fun, too.
Sure, Daddy. Pretend that you're the child and Virgil the genius is your father.
Well, I'll try, dear. I certainly hope I can restrain myself from spanking my father.
Here you are, Meek. Two tickets right in the front row.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Barker.
And you'd better take this.
Huh? Well, but, boss, this is a dictionary.
You understand when Virgil opens his mouth.
Oh.
Now, here are your directions again. See that Virgil here does exactly as he wants to. Take care of him. Keep him at your side. Don't take your eyes off him. Pay strict attention to it. Don't daydream. Have him at the main entrance the minute the circus is over. And have a good time.
Yes, have a good time.
Goodbye, Virgil. And I hope your observations of the mass psychology turns out just fine.
Well, Virgil?
Mr. Somatotonic mesomorph type.
His
cerebrum is a muscular mass. His cerebellum a gelatinous nodule. His medulla oblongata...
Just a minute, Virgil.
Don't get tangled in the dictionary, Mr. Meek. Just take my word for it. Mr. Barker is the, I believe the popular expression has it, a drip.
Oh, my gracious. You speak English, too.
Yes, I do. But the seconds tick away. Let us begin our journey. Procrastination, Mr. Meek, is a pilfer of time, you know.
I do. Thank you, Virgil.
Oh, Mother, isn't this exciting?
Oh, it certainly is.
I'm just sorry your father can't be with us.
Half the fun of going to a circus is watching him. He's such a child about a circus, thrilled by everything, you know.
Oh, don't feel so badly, Mother. He'll probably have a wonderful time with little Virgil. He may be a brain, but he's only 12 years old.
Oh, I hope you're right. Don't you, Louis? Well, what happened to Louis?
Oh, I don't know, Mother. He was right here beside him just a minute ago. And now there's nothing here but this haystack of cotton candy.
Peek-a-boo,
oh,
girl.
Oh, 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 Louis.
Yeah, have a bite.
Faruga, the wild man of Borneo, on the inside of this palace of wonders. He's entertaining, instructive, and educational. Faruga, folks, Faruga, he's ferocious, he's carnivorous. He eats nothing but raw meat. Yes, sir, Faruga, captured on the trackless waste of Borneo at terrific cost to human life. Faruga, the beast called a man. Watch that umbrella, lady. But ill a beast.
My gracious, Virgil, a real wild man. This Faruga must be wonderful.
I am dubious of his authenticity, Mr. Meek. But, like all scientists, I have an open mind.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, before giving you the educational opportunity of inspecting Faruga in the actual pulsating flesh at the modest cost of 1 tin dime, 10 small cents, merely to cover expenses, are there any questions?
Hey, gosh, I can't think of any. Can you, Virgil?
I certainly can. I say, my good man.
Yes, little boy?
Is your aboriginal Neanderthal or Pithecanthropus?
That's a very good question. Very good indeed. And now, since there are no more questions, the line forms on the right. 10 cents, a tenth of a dollar, a dime, and you come face to face with Faruga.
Well, what did you think of Faruga, Virgil?
Obviously a patent fraud, Mr. Meek, designed to play upon the credulity of the masses.
Oh, certainly, George. Yeah, obviously. Yeah, but doesn't he have an interesting name? Faruga. I wonder what that means.
It's really very simple. The name is doubtless derived from the strange call of the aboriginal udders as he swings through the arboreal maze of the jungle.
Yeah.
Permit me to demonstrate. Faruga! Faruga!
My gracious, that sounds primitive. I wonder if I could do it, huh? Faruga! Faruga! My gracious, did that come out of me?
Excellent, Mr. Meek, excellent. The resonance of your pharynx is remarkable. Remarkable.
Well, thank you, Virgil. You know something? You can do it, and I can do it. Now, if we get separated accidentally, we'll use it for a meeting call. What do you think?
A splendid idea, Meek. And whenever one of us gives a call, the other must answer.
Yeah, golly, this is fun. Faruga!
Faruga! Excuse me, Mr. Meek, but a female spectator seeks to attract your attention.
Oh, my goodness, it's Agatha, my wife, and my daughter, and my brother-in-law with her. Hey, come on, Virgil. We'll go over and join him over near the gorilla's cage.
If you wish, Mr. Meek, although it does take me away from my studies.
Well, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, you know.
Please, that is an illogical aphorism based on an untenable predication.
Oh, Mortimer, we've been looking everywhere for you. Oh, and this must be Virgil.
How sweet.
Hi, Daddy. Hi, Virgil. Isn't this thrilling?
Oh, boy, am I glad to see you, Morty. Mm-hmm. I ran out of dough. Oh, so this is little Virgil. You.
Stop. Huh? Don't tell me. Let me hazard a guess. This is a Pithecanthropus erectus.
A picture what is?
The missing link. The bridge between ape and man.
Now, wait a minute.
Quickly, Mr. Meek, we must get him back into his cage.
Wait, but Bridget...
Ah, the day is indeed well spent. Imagine seeing a true ape man.
That does it. I'm going to give you a hit in the head. Come here, you.
Run, Mr. Meek. He's ferocious as well as ugly. Run.
Yeah, no, Virgil, stop.
Please, Virgil, don't run away.
You'll be an ape man, Willie. Wait till I get my paws around my hands on him.
Oh, shut up, Louis.
But he insulted me.
Virgil, when his third couldn't insult you. He's only 12. I mean, he's the only son of Barker and Company's most important client. Oh, Barker and Company. Mr. Barker. Virgil. Virgil! Virgil!
Now, although you mothers may be as modern as all get out about some things, chances are that you insist on the youngsters eating a good breakfast all year round, winter or summer. Of course, getting the young ones to eat a good breakfast can be a tough job any day in the year. And with the distraction of a circus in town or other wonderful vacation treats, it's just that much tougher. Ah, but one sure way to get them to eat a good breakfast is to have a good breakfast for them to eat. Start out with some kind of fresh fruit. Strawberries, blueberries, or maybe a piece of melon. For the main course, have big, puffy, golden brown slices of French toast. And to make them extra special, have a pitcher of hot syrup made with two parts of maple or corn syrup and one part melted allsweet. Now with this super special treat, serve crisp bacon, with premium naturally. And of course, you remember to have the coffee piping hot for Dad, even though the thermometer is making a record-breaking climb, and the milk plentiful for the youngsters. Yes, ma'am, how your family starts their day will have a great deal to do with whether or not it's a good one. So for real help at breakfast or at dinner, insist on the margarine all America prefers. All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Did you catch the kid, Morty? The nerve of him, calling me an ape man.
Oh, never mind what he called you, Louis. Main thing is to catch him. I've got to have him at the main gate to meet his father and Mr. Barker the minute the circus is over.
Well, gee, that's right, Father. We'd better get cutting.
Hmm? We? What do you mean, Peggy?
Mother, you and I better start one way, and Daddy and Uncle Louis will start in the opposite direction. We ought to corner Virgil finally by dividing into teams.
Say, that's not a bad idea, dear. But if you don't mind, your mother and I will choose up sides. Maybe she'll draw Louis.
I heard that, Morty, and I don't want to be on nobody's team. I'll find that little walking dictionary all by myself, and when I do, I'll slap his covers.
Uncle Louie, manhunter.
All right, go ahead and laugh, but don't forget, he laughs last who suffers most.
Well, now that Louie's out of the way, maybe we can find little Virgil. Where would a child like that go?
I know where I wish he'd go.
I've got it. He'd head for a place where he could make a scientific study. Daddy, give me a dime, please.
Yeah, all right. Here, dear.
Thanks. That's the peanut. I'm off to the elephant line. They should need more scientific study than anything else in the circus.
And I'm going over to the lunch counter. If I know little boys, Virgil is bound to show up there sooner or later, no matter how studious he is.
Don't worry, dear. We'll find him.
Oh, sure. Don't worry, dear. We'll find him.
Well, Nick, old man, how are you?
Oh, I'm just fine, old man. How are you? How are you? Mr. Barker.
Well, who did you expect? To be any lady? Shake hands with Mr. Werner.
Oh, well, how do you do, Mr. Werner?
Glad to know you, Meek. Walter here has been saying all sorts of nice things about you.
Oh, how nice. Will you hear what he says next?
I was just telling VW here that you are typical of every man in my organization. Give you a job, and you do it.
Give me a job, and I do it.
Carry out orders like a soldier.
Like a soldier.
Resolute to the end.
The end.
Then that meek. That's echoing.
I think this is the end.
By the way, where's Virgil?
Yes, Meek. Where is my little boy?
We came to the circus. Yes, you ordered me to, Mr.
Barker. Meek, answer my question.
Well, we stopped at the lion's cage, but it was too late. The lion had already had his lunch. And then we...
Barker, can you or can you not make this man stop dawdling and talk?
Meek, stop dawdling and talk.
Well, it wasn't my fault. I didn't know he'd run away.
Run away?
Meek, you mean...
Yes, Mr. Barker, yes, but don't worry. I'll find him. I'll find him if it's the last thing I do on Earth.
It probably will be. Meek, find that boy now.
Take it easy there, Grandpa. Take the place in line, put down your dime, and have yourself a time.
Excuse me, Sherry. What's the matter, chum? You looking for something special?
Yes, I'm looking for a little boy.
Won't do. I'm looking for somebody to replace Faruga, the wild man. He just walked out on me. Your little boy wouldn't help. You got any other ideas?
Well, I'm afraid I don't know anybody like Faruga. But are you sure you didn't see a little boy come by here?
What kind of type boy was this? A big little boy?
Well, I guess you'd say he was a kind of a middle little boy.
Uh-huh. And did he have his hair parted in the middle and wear big horn-rimmed glasses?
Yes.
And was he wearing a blue suit with a stiff collar?
Yes.
And does he spout off with big words so nobody can understand him except himself?
Yes. My gracious, it sounds as though you've seen him.
I did. Once. With you. And Mac, if I ever see him again, I'm on the wagon for good.
Oh, Peggy, I've looked everywhere, including practically every seat in the circus.
And I've looked under every seat.
Oh, your poor father. I'm only glad Mr. Barker doesn't know yet that Virgil's lost.
Yeah, he knows.
Daddy!
Oh, Mortimer, you mean Mr. Barker is here?
He's here, with Virgil's father.
How did he take it?
Well, you see the way the man-eating tiger looked out of his cage at the fat man. You see what I mean.
Oh, golly, Daddy, hadn't you better run?
Oh, what's the use, dear? The only place I'd be safe from Mr. Barker would be in the tiger's cage.
Well, well, what are you standing there for, Meek? Where's Virgil? Why aren't you out looking for him? What's the matter with you?
Well, do you want me to answer each question individually, Mr. Barker, or would you just like to go ahead without waiting and bite my head off?
Meek, this is my last warning. Either you find that boy, or when the circus leaves town, you'd better leave with it.
And now, everybody,
just excuse me, sir.
Huh?
Is it true or false that you are seeking the services of a new Aboriginal to replace Faruga in the situation he's formerly occupied?
What? Listen, kid, will you please do me a big favor? I got troubles enough without translating foreign-type languages. Blow, scram, bamboos, beat it.
Ah, you wish me to depart. Beat it, he says. How quaint.
Yeah, ain't it?
Sir, you may appear crude, but I have faith in your native cunning. Who would you like to enter into a bargain?
Please, scram, get lost, hit the road. My head aches already from them big-type words.
Perhaps I should try to speak to strange Argon Heosef. I will. Listen, kid, I can do you a big-type favor. I know an eight-type guy you can get to take Faruga's place in the cage. Well?
That's out of you. Plain words?
Come on, man. Come on. Make up your mind. You want this eight-type character or not?
Kid, you're for me and I'm for you. What do we do?
Exactly as I say. We set a trap and bait it. With me as bait.
Oh, brother. I bet I've been around this circus 40 times. Even my gums hurt from eating peanuts. Where is that goofy kid anyway?
Hey, you with the peanuts.
There's you. Virgil.
I decided to let you find me and get the reward.
Reward?
A handsome one, believe me.
Oh, Virgil, you're a honey. Come with little old Louie, the human bloodhound.
Very well, but first you have to do something for me.
Oh, sure, sure, sure. Anything you say.
Show me how to sneak into this sideshow.
Yeah, but I thought your pop was rich. Didn't he give you no dough?
Money? Yes, but that's no fun.
Money is no fun?
Anybody can buy a ticket. I want to outwit them. I'll pay going out. Can you show me how to sneak in? Will you?
Oh, that's easy. Sure, I'll show you. And you can give me the money to pay for us both going out, huh?
Okay.
Good. Well, here. Hold my coat.
Sure.
Now, you just lift the tent a little like this. Raise it, see? And crawl right in under like this.
Oh! Oh, my head!
Not going, kid. Not dropping it out, kid.
Oh, help! Let me out of this cage.
Quiet there, Faruga. Take off that shirt, too.
Faruga!
Noisier than the original and much more savage.
Yeah, he sure is. And look at those polka dot shorts. Thanks, kid. And say, if you ever want a job, just look me up, because you'd be a whiz with three walnut shells and a pea.
Thanks very much, but I guess I better let that vague Mr. Meek find me. I've just about concluded my studies for the day. Goodbye, Faruga, you wild, wild man, you.
Get it?
Yes, Daddy, but I had an awful time persuading the peanut vendor to part with it, even for all that money.
Oh.
Father, what in the world do you want with a white jacket and a white cap, to say nothing of this trade?
Hey, but, never mind. Here, hold my coat and hat.
Okay.
There. Now, what do I look like?
Like a peanut vendor. But why?
Peggy, it's my only chance to escape Mr. Barker and find Virgil.
Oh.
Yes. Now, I'll try it. Peanuts, Cracker Jack. Chewing, chewing gum. How's that?
Not loud enough. You've got to yell to be convincing. Besides, each vendor has his own cry, like, looky, looky, oh, they're fresh, they're yours.
I suppose I should have a cry. Yeah, a cry. Peggy, I've got it. And I can find Virgil, too.
Barker, don't feel so hard toward poor Mortimer.
Oh, I won't, Mrs. Meek. When I find him, and I will, I'll tear him limb from limb. Slowly.
Oh?
You'll tear half of him, Barker. I'll take the other half.
Oh!
Oh,
Everyone is out of his mind at this circus. Listen to that vendor.
What's the Faruga? Mortimer.
Speak.
Now, wait a minute. Now, don't shout me. The peanut popcorn Faruga.
Now, you see here.
Faruga. Yes, Virgil. I mean, Faruga.
Faruga. I mean, my boy.
Well, well, VW, everything's well and ends well. Hey, old man.
You're right, old man.
Having a good time, son.
I'm not too bored, thank you, Father. It has been a rather satisfying day.
Oh, my.
Well, what's the matter, Meek? Can't you take it?
I just want to sit here, numbly.
Poor Mortimer. You can take your costume off now, dear.
Come on, Father. Let yourself go and enjoy the circus. Here, have some peanuts.
Peanuts? No, thanks.
I'll never finish even half of them, especially with Uncle Louie away. Say, where is Uncle Louie?
Well, that is strange. He's been gone during the whole performance.
Father.
Yes, son.
When the circus is over, could we all go to see Faruga again?
Faruga. Well, I remember now. You mean that wild man in the sideshow.
Yes, Mr. Barker. Mr. Mick and I agreed to use his name as a call for each other. I enjoyed him very much, and I think we'll enjoy him even more now, especially Mr. Mick. As a friend of mine in the circus says, Faruga is sure an ape-type guy.
Most families love angel food cake when it's moist and freshly baked. But I'm going to tell you a way to make the family go for leftover angel food. That's right. It doesn't matter if the angel food is dried out when you use this clever trick. Now first, take those leftover angel food slices and spread them from corner to corner with the delicate, natural goodness of Allsweet. You'll be surprised how easily and smoothly Allsweet spreads, even on crumbly cake. Then pop in the broiler and toast gently until that golden good all sweet is melted and each slice is a pale golden brown. Now, top with crushed fresh strawberries and serve. Then just watch the family fall to. It's a heavenly combination, angel food in a new dress, delicate, delicious all sweet, and juicy berries. Yes, when you want a nutritious, thrifty table spread that does wonders with leftovers, remember all sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Oh, poor Louie. Let me change the cold compress on your head.
And let me put some more warm water in your foot bath.
And let me pour some on your head.
Oh, how can you sit there and laugh at a suffering brother, Morty? Ain't you got no heart at all?
Oh, yes, of course, Louie, and I'm not laughing. And I'm glad you got your clothes back.
Poor Louie, locked up like a miserable wild animal in that awful cage.
And all those nasty people throwing peanuts at him. Shame on you, Daddy. He was really wild.
Yeah, well, but I wasn't laughing at Louie.
Oh, no? Then what was so funny?
Well, I was just thinking, if you ever get out of line again, Louie, on anything, I ought to be able to straighten you out with one word.
Huh?
Faruga!
Meet the Meat, starring Forrest Lewis and Burl Vaughn, is written and directed by Les Weinrod. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invites you to Meet the Meat. This is John Weigel speaking.